Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You need a face mask. You know that for sure. Got to fight the COVID. Unless you're like Odell Beckham Brown, where you and COVID have an understanding.
Or Odell Beckham Jr.,
yeah,
who plays for the Browns.
That's who it is. All right. Oh, that's who it is.
OBB.
Odell O-B-B.
Beckham Brown.
He hasn't changed his name because he plays for the Browns? He should. All right, so
that could be his thing.
Bottom line is you need a mask, and of course I need to be able to remember people's names better.
Here's the thing.
These masks, they can be on your face in multiple styles. We've got the skull style, we've got the camo style, and you've got the stocking stuffer style. See, this is perfect. Go buy one today. And some of the portions go to the Washington State Nurses Association. That's a nice thing that we help out too. So, hey man, buy a mask, stop COVID, just like Odell Beckham, who is on the Browns.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah, you'll be as safe as he thinks he is. Go to KISW.com.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Surrounded by a screaming name. B Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to be Migs. And it's Thursday, so let's get cracking.
Yeah.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah.
And And nobody today is Kraken lacking.
Oh,
everyone's got their Kraken gear
Danny?
On.
Danny's
okay, got the hat on.
He's got the hat on
because today he's a two-sport man.
All right.
Sounders play tonight. Had to wear the jersey because that's my tradition this year. And I got the Kraken hat.
So. Yeah. I really like that hat, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. That one's awesome. Danny and I are twinsies on that hat.
We are. We bought it at the same time.
The minute we saw it, we both just grabbed it and buying it.
Yep.
Oh, is that at the Kraken shop then?
Yes.
Nice.
Although I like the Sounders jersey.
Oh, thank you. It's one of their keeper jerseys.
Is it a jersey or a kit?
It's a kit.
Same difference.
Okay.
Same
thing. Right. Yeah. Well,
it's
I want to be able to say
and sweater.
I like to say the right thing, you know. Well, nobody says put on a football sweater. It's always
talking about hockey.
The hockey sweater.
Some people will call it a sweater and not a jersey.
Oh, really? I've never heard that.
You even refer to it as that.
Yeah. I refer to it as a sweater?
Yeah
when we got the KISW sweaters.
I did?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, I don't remember that at all.
We can tell.
That's cool. It's cool that I know something that I didn't think I knew.
Yeah.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Chris in Snohomish. Chris, are you there?
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Morning, buddy.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
For those playing at home, Chris will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chris, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's get it.
What physical fitness practice is named for the Sanskrit word for union?
Yoga.
Yes. Who played the title character in the comedy Nacho Libre?
Jack Black.
Yes. In science and technology, what does the abbreviation AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
Yes. What actor partnered up with Mel Gibson in the Lethal Weapon movie series?
Danny Glover.
Yes. What vitamin was isolated from fish liver oil in 1917?
D.
Yes. In the fable, what did Rumpelstiltskin spin into gold?
Hey.
Jackson Hole Ski
Resort. Straw.
Yeah. Jackson Hole Ski Resort is located in what U.S. state?
Wyoming.
Yes. What movie set in Vietnam won an Oscar for Best Picture in 1987?
Good Morning Vietnam.
No.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Apocalypse Now.
No.
Pass.
On TV, what fictional vehicle was driven by Michael Knight?
Kit.
Yes. How many carats is pure gold?
24.
Yes. And Chris gets 9 out of 10.
Ooh.
That's a good one there.
I know that movie, and it's going to kill me.
It was basically third Vietnam movie. Well, actually, there's one more that you could have said that wouldn't have been it, but there's like 4 Vietnam movies that everyone knows.
Well, like the ones that would be that caliber.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That's what I'm like,
totally.
What was, I'm so mad at myself when you tell me, because I know the name.
Well, don't say anything. Steve's back.
Here he is.
Steve. Are you ready?
Release the Kraken.
I'll have respect for Steve if he gets that one.
Ooh, yeah. Respect.
I mean, a little bit. Slight respect.
Oh, okay.
Not as much as Odell has for the coronavirus, but yeah, I'll have respect.
Oh, mutual respect.
Yeah.
What physical fitness practice is named for the Sanskrit word for union?
Yoga.
Yes.
Ooh, pretty good.
Who played the title character in the comedy Nacho Libre?
Oh, that's Vicky's foster little child brother.
No.
Yes. Jack Black.
Yes. In science and technology, what does the abbreviation AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
Yes. What actor partnered up with Mel Gibson in the Lethal Weapon movie series?
Danny Glover.
Yes. What vitamin was isolated from fish liver oil in 1917?
What?
What vitamin was isolated from fish liver oil in 1917.
Vitamin B?
No.
Vitamin A?
No.
Vitamin D?
Yes.
Good job.
In the fable, what did Rumpelstiltskin spin into gold?
Hair.
No.
Straw.
Yes.
Yes.
Jackson Hole Ski Resort is located in which U.S. state?
Wyoming.
Yes. What movie set in Vietnam won an Oscar for Best Picture in 1987?
Platoon.
Yes. On TV, what fictional vehicle was driven by Michael Knight?
Kit.
Yes. How many carats is pure gold?
24.
Yes, and Steve, you get a perfect 10, and you win 10 to
baby.
9.
That was
so
it, Chris. You and I got platooned.
Yep.
Well, good job, Chris. Yeah. Sorry you didn't get the win, my friend.
Take care.
All I do is no matter what, I got money on my mind.
You get the perfect 10, and DJ's respect.
Right.
Platoon, baby.
And
I didn't think you'd get that.
I even gave him the ultimate respect because he said that we talk over his music. I said nothing to give him this perfect 10 win.
Thank you.
Wow.
I mean, he deserves
it.
So much respect.
Oh,
I have to give it to him.
The other one I was thinking was Born on the 4th of July. I was bouncing in my head between the two of those.
I forgot about that one, too. The Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, I don't think that's a... I think that was a Civil War, but I don't know for sure.
No, I don't think so.
Born on the 4th of July?
I don't think it's a Civil War.
It's either World War II, maybe.
Oh, I didn't see it.
I feel like... I think you're right, Steve. I think it's a Vietnam movie, yeah.
It's either World War II or Vietnam. It's not any older than World War II.
Okay. Unless I'm completely mistaken.
I have no idea.
Yep, Vietnam.
Okay.
There you go,
I was thinking Apocalypse Now originally, but then when she said 80 something, I was like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job, buddy.
Good job with that perfect 10.
Yeah. Damn, there's nothing to say except just good job and then be very upset about it.
That felt good.
Which is what I am. I am quite pissed. Hey,
wait,
you gonna...
I have a question. What was it? Rev?
Oh, he's gone.
Because I might have to, like, retract my perfect score.
Oh,
I'm
really?
A man of honesty and integrity when it comes to beat Migs. What was the answer to the vitamin question?
You said D.
But what was the... Was that correct?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Vitamin D. Because some people are saying it's vitamin E, and they thought I said vitamin D. Okay. I said vitamin D. I just want to make sure, because some people are saying vitamin E was the answer, or maybe people thought I said vitamin E.
Yeah, I think vitamin D is what you get from fish oil. I think that is the correct.
As long as that's correct, then I'm perfect still.
Yeah, you're still perfect.
I got a little nervous.
It back up. Yeah, it was isolated from fish liver oil in 1917 was D.
D,
yeah.
Okay.
D. Vitamin D's nuts. Yeah,
yes.
You did say D.
And
okay,
they both
you're
said
still,
D.
You're still a champion, sir.
Because some people think, I guess, vitamin E is fish liver oil, but that's not true.
Well, our texters don't exactly know everything.
I don't know. Maybe they do.
Well, maybe they do.
No, I can get they don't.
All I wanted to make sure is that I'm perfect.
Yeah. Look, Lisa, these are human beings that don't bother looking stuff up. They just think they know stuff.
Are you talking about our show or our listeners?
All of us.
Yes. Okay.
All of us. It's what humans do. You know, and humans just, that's what we do. We give out information and then we barely even apologize when we give out information and make somebody look bad when they repeat that information and then go, well, my friend said it was true. No, you're an idiot.
Ooh, someone has a hot take. The best Vietnam movie of all time, Forrest Gump.
Oh, it was Vietnam.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd call it
Full Metal Jacket is.
Full Metal Jacket also might be the best, like, 40-minute start of a film ever.
Dude,
like, the basic training stuff in Full Metal Jacket is so intense.
It's basically two movies.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Man. All right. So, facial hair, shoes, and falling down at work, you know they actually all share something in common? What is it? Well, you know me. I'm going to tell you. I'll do that at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW,
The Rock of Seattle. Lots of people are on Reddit. They're sharing the moment when something happened that made them go, oh, man, wow, am I old. And it is happening more and more to people. It's a thing that's going to happen in your life. You are just going to get to a point in your life where you realize, whoa, wait a minute. You don't know that? Oh, I'm old. That's going to happen. I don't know when it happens in your life, but it will happen.
Well, I think this morning was a great example of it when we were trying to explain to Danny and Vicky what the Ben Cooper Halloween masks were, and they looked at us with like these glazed looks over their eyes, like, what the hell are you guys even speaking of?
Yeah.
I'm like, yep, that's the moment where you feel old, when you're trying to share the good old days to people that are in their like late 20s, early 30s. And you're like, back in my day, we had these cassette things that were played videos, and they were called VHS tapes.
Yeah. Usually for me, it's a 20th anniversary of some album.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you go, oh, wow, really? 20 years ago this came out?
I know, Pearl Jam just had one for, I think it was the Versus record. I think it was like the 27th birthday of that record. And I'm just go away. Just please go away.
Yeah.
Stop with this. But then you have the other moments where, like, my wife laughs at me. I think it's a little bit of from playing hockey and wrestling. And, like, my knees and my hips have seen better days. And, I mean, they're fine. But, like, you know, like, there are times if I'm, like, sitting on the ground and I sit, like, Indian style, like, you know, legs crossed, whatever, and I'm just there for a while. And then I finally get up, and it's, like, this slow process of, like, just trying to straighten up my legs.
Oh, yeah.
And she'll laugh at me this entire time while she's like, look at you, old man. And I'm like, no, it has nothing to do with that. Then I figured out a way to get up where I don't have to do that, but now she's on to me because, like, I flip my body over and, like, almost, like, downward dog stand up. And then it doesn't hurt.
Oh, yeah. You're busted.
And it doesn't hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. It's not even so much it hurts. I'm just like, it's that moment where I know it's about to pop. Something's about to pop.
Yeah.
And it feels good when it does, but it's like, I don't want to even deal with it.
Yeah, and you just get, and you make the grunting sounds that it just goes along with it. Now you go, oh, I become that person where when I get up,
The dad groan.
Yeah, it's happening. Oh, yeah, buddy.
That was a weird one.
Yeah. Well, all of a sudden, you just sound like DMX all the time.
I like this one from
DMX
from Reddit.
Was a rapper back in like the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, another old.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
Man. Yeah. Congratulations, oldies.
I think I know it.
Yeah.
Nice. Crap.
I like this one here. I think a lot of dudes can relate to this. Instead of growing facial hair to look older, I'm shaving it to look younger.
Hmm. Yeah. I didn't know that. I know a lot of people, they feel that by having facial hair, it makes them look younger.
Huh. Yeah, it's an interesting thing, because I've seen some people who look like baby faces when I've known them with beards, and then they take the beard off. I'm like, whoa, you're like a little baby face under there.
Yeah, that's me.
And see, I never like grew facial hair to try to look older. I've always hated facial hair, so I've always shaved ever since I was like 13. I never wanted to grow it out.
Yeah, my wife's not a fan of facial hair, so I mean, I want to.
You don't have
her,
a chance.
So why would I grow facial hair? You
right.
know, I mean, it's
right.
like if the person that I want to be attractive to doesn't like it with me with facial hair, then I'm not going to have any facial hair.
Oh, look at you being a conscientious person.
Seems simple.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that have you go, wow, man, I am old.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So, of course, we're going to ask you, what was that moment in your life where you're like, oh, man, I am old? What was that moment where you realized that, yeah, you were getting old, man? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Tell us that moment when you realized you were getting old. Well, your calls, your texts after Three Doors Down on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Folks are on Reddit, and they're sharing the stories of when they realize, man, I am old. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What about you? What was that moment when you realized that you were getting old? Let's go to Brittany in Puyallup. Brittany, you are on The Rock.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Not too much. Not too much, Brittany. How about you? What was that time you're like, oh, my gosh, I am old? What the hell? When did this happen? What happened?
So the first time that it happened, because, you know, it just hits us every wave, I was working at a sandwich shop. I had to have been, like, 25, 26. So I'm not old. Like, I didn't feel old. And we had sports stuff playing on the TV. So I'm like, all right, that's cool. The Nike commercial with the basketball and the shoe sweeps comes on, and it was the newer one. I'm like, oh, that's cool. They made a new commercial. And all the girls look at me like, what do you mean a new commercial? I'm like, yeah, like, this was a remake. This was in Scary Movie 2. Like, they made fun of it. Marlon Wayans got hit in the balls with the basketball. Oh. They all looked at me like I was absolutely crazy, because not only did they not know the commercial, they didn't even know what movie I was talking about.
Oh, yeah. Man. And that's, I feel like that's too young to feel old. You should not have those moments in your 20s. That's a beating. That really
is. Well, most of the girls that I worked with were between the ages of, like, 21 and 22.
Is that bizarre? I mean, and so you're only talking like a few years difference if you're in your late 20s and they're in their early 20s.
I feel like pop culture and just things are just progressing so fast now. It used to be like you'd be, we'd have one thing and it would last forever.
You're
and then
right.
All of a sudden, like, the new hot thing would come maybe every 10 years, where it's like nowadays, like, every 2 years something new is out and it instantly makes you feel dated.
And Steve, that's very poignant, because when a society...
I know, I'm a poignant man, BJ. Thanks for acknowledging that.
But when you think about the fact that how do we connect with each other, like small talk, it's usually pop culture sometimes. And if we don't have those reference points anymore, because as you say, things aren't lasting as long, it is so difficult to connect with strangers when you go, you know what, this kid's like 5, 6, 7 years younger than me. How the hell am I going to connect with him? Because everything's changing so much that what I love, they don't even know.
When you think about how we've communicated, it's gone like right from like just phone calls to text rather quickly. But text was done via like what, T9? It was like the old way on the...
Oh, Sarah's the T9
queen.
Like
with the dial pad. There's people I know listening, I have no idea even what that means. And then like instant messenger, that was a form of communication. That's already gone. To like MySpace chatting, that's gone. Now, obviously, Messenger on, like, you know, Facebook, that's almost done for some people. Now people just talk via like Snapchat.
Well, I'm
or
still trying to get used
TikTok.
To
TikTok.
I'm trying to get used to that pinkish rainbow icon. They changed the color of the icon on Messenger, and I can't handle it.
Why can't you
find
it?
I can't find
just
it.
Just look for the rainbow.
I'm so used
Skittles
to
it, bitch.
Yeah,
Skittles it, bitch.
So that's I'm at the point where I'm bitching about that. Why do they have to change the color of my icon? I know where everything is.
Old
when it's the right color.
All that. Old man yells at rainbows.
It's so true. It's like, I don't have a problem with rainbows. I have a problem with they change the color of my icons all the time. Netflix did that too, and I'm like, damn it,
Netflix. Where are you?
This is the moment where you feel old. But like, all that stuff we're like jokingly complaining about has happened in the last 10, 15 years.
So true.
Before that, like the only communication was phone calls or sending a letter in the mail.
Yeah. And for me, my...
Before that, what was like Morse code?
Oh, yeah, the Morse code. You had that. And pigeon. Don't forget the pigeon.
Oh, yeah.
Or for your Harry Potter fans, owls. You know, you had all that. So let's go to James in Olympia. James, you are on the rock.
DJ Shay.
Who cares? So, James, what about
you? Good morning,
guys. What was your moment where you're like, wow, I am old?
So I'm a middle school teacher, and it was when I realized when we were going to do a little project on 9/11 that it was a historical event for them.
It's, you know,
that
is amazing. But, you know, I know what that was like when I was growing. You know, I was a kid born in 1960. And so for me, I had no idea what World War II was, you know, because I didn't live through it. And yet, of course, everybody that was, or, you know, was older in my life were like, what is wrong with you? You don't even know. Like, it was a historical event for me. It did not happen the way it happened for in real time, like for people who are older than me. So I get that.
Yeah, that was. That was my senior year, and I actually had my senior pictures taken that day. So that day is pretty burned in my memory. So it's like this crazy event that happened and everything, and sort of like trying to express the feelings and emotions to a bunch of like, you know, 12 and 13-year-olds who are just kind of like, oh, sure, okay, old man, like, whatever.
Right.
You know, they understand the significance, but it's at the same time, it's they can't relate.
You've become grandpa talking about Pearl Harbor to them.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
A great relate, Steve.
It's weird.
It's exactly it, because they go, the day that will live in infamy. And I was like, well, you don't understand. It's not an infamous day to me because I wasn't here.
Right.
I don't know the ramifications. I can understand it, but I didn't feel it like you did.
How about this text? Whenever I go to a liquor store and see the sticker that says 1999 is the legal birth year, I feel old.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's trippy. Let's go to Paul in Bremerton. Paul, you are on the rock.
Hey, greetings, fellow atoll.
Oh, welcome, Paul. Welcome to the show. That's a classic. What do you got for us, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm an auto mechanic, and I remember when you can take apart an engine with a 5/8, a half inch, and a Phillips screwdriver. Now you need a college degree because it's all computerized.
Dude, it's a beating. You're absolutely right. It was so much easier to repair a vehicle or have your vehicle repaired. And these computers are not cheap, which is why everyone's got to charge you so much money, because they got to pay a big money to get them.
Yeah, the cheapest ECU that I found is $3,000, and that's just for the part.
That's nuts, dude. I mean,
I don't mean to sound ignorant or stupid, but that happens every day on the show. But what's an ECU? Hey,
excuse me?
What's the ECU?
ECU is electronic unit.
Is that the
that's
thing that,
actual the brain of the vehicle?
Okay, I was like, is that the thing that you plug in to find out like why your check engine light is on?
That's exactly right.
Oh, you did it!
Hey, look at you, Steve! You just learned
something. Hey, man, on Amazon Prime, I saw you could buy one of those for $50. What are you doing?
Oh yeah,
on Prime Day.
Hey, and can I make a quick comment?
Of course.
I was listening earlier, and somebody was saying that the best Vietnam movie was Saving Private Ryan.
Yes.
That's World War II, man. Your listeners are brilliant.
Yeah, he's right. Saving Private Ryan is World War II.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, they're wrong.
Yeah. I told you to text me. Appreciate the call, Paul. I totally missed that, by the way, that somebody said that. I totally went over my head.
Speaking of car stuff, someone said my nephew couldn't roll down the window on my 1989 Nissan because there was no button. That made me feel old.
Oh, wow.
That always weirded people out when they went my old Jeep. I didn't have power.
Yeah, you had the crank windows.
Yeah, I had to crank it.
I always smiled, and I'm like, oh, Steve, how quaint.
Yeah, it's a simple life. Not anymore. Now my car has the power windows.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, fancy time.
I mean, so much responsibility now.
Does it have an ECU, as far as you know?
I'm pretty sure it does, BJ.
Yeah, you're pretty sure?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
And windshield wipers. It's crazy.
Windshield wipers. Yeah, that doesn't help anymore, especially if you don't change them around here. You know, they're almost useless. Let's go to Kevin in Bellingham. Kevin, you are on the rock.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy to call in and get a little airtime.
What you got, buddy? So when did you feel old? What happened?
Well, I'll tell you what. For about 5 years ago, I was a high school teacher. I'm currently now a principal. But for Halloween, I dressed up as Johnny from Cobra Kai. And as I was walking through the hallways, all the adults were like, oh, man, that costume's awesome. And every kid was like, who are you supposed to be? I don't know who you are. And I was like, yeah, it's Johnny from Karate Kid. And they were like, you know Johnny and Karate Kid. And I was like, what are you talking about? They're like, the one with Jaden Smith? I was like, you guys all fail. Every single one of you guys seen that.
Yeah.
But now you can say, hey, I've
never seen that one.
You can say, I'm Johnny from Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Because they got the Netflix show.
Yeah, but that was before it came out.
I know, but now you can bring it back.
See, now you are ahead of your time.
Yeah, for sure.
You tell those kids, hey, suck it. I knew what I was doing, man.
Because that's what a principal should be saying to the kids, suck it.
Well, let me tell you. I mean, the principals are a lot more evolved than when I was going to school back in the 70s. The principals said whatever they wanted back in those days. Kevin,
I definitely have strike first, strike hard, no mercy spray painted on my wall, so don't worry about that.
There you go. Kevin, appreciate the call, man. Dude, that happened to me. I always thought the one movie that I could quote that everybody would knew was an amazing movie, The Matrix.
Oh, yeah.
And when I said it one time and a 15-year-old looked at me and said, I have no idea what you're talking about, I was like, are you kidding me? That movie is like the Wizard of Oz of our time. What are you talking about?
It's Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, exactly.
That. You're right. That happened too,
Vicky.
You're right.
One day you're going to do mushrooms and you'll know what the Wizard of Oz is.
Yeah. You're right, Vicky. The conversation just kept making me older and older. There was no relate. I couldn't even...
It's like doing Seinfeld jokes / relates nowadays.
Oh, you're right. Nobody, who's going to care?
What's the deal?
Right. Yeah. And then you go kicking and screaming. They want to stop doing them. But then you realize, oh, crap. There's like most people in their adult years, their young adult years, have no idea what you're talking
about. I'm wondering if that's happening with like a show like Friends. Like, Vicky, are you seeing that people don't know Friends references yet? Or
I feel right now there is a lot of nostalgia. Even like Gen Z really loves the 90s, whether it's fashion or just shows. So I'm seeing a lot of Gen Zs.
Best decade ever.
Right, they're really enjoying Friends. Like, I see a lot of Friends merchandise everywhere.
I'm sorry, the 80s was the best decade ever, Steve. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's insane talk.
That can't be true. I was only alive for like 3 months.
Yeah, that's why it was the best decade ever. It ended, though. Those last 3 months of the 80s were bad, though, for us.
Well, Texas, I can make you all feel old. I've been listening to you guys since high school. I was a high school freshman. I'm 31 now.
Whoa!
I started listening when I was in high school to this show.
Yeah, it's weird to think that Vicky was. Yeah,
you're pushing 30 and a homeowner.
No, I'm 31 and I'm a homeowner. And who would have thought that would have either of those things?
And when you
happened.
Joined the show, you couldn't even go to bars. It's so weird that you've been with us that long
and couldn't figure out how to get to a Jack in the Box.
No, I was 19 when I started interning for you guys.
Yeah, well, at least that hasn't changed. She still doesn't know where the hell she's.
No,
coming.
I don't. Yeah. Thank God for GPS.
I see your daughter's in the room. I'm very curious what she has to say.
I wonder what makes her feel old, because she's really not old.
Well, mine is more of a physical thing, shocking, but I started making my birthday and Christmas list this year, and the first two things on my list are anti-aging cream and wrinkle cream. I am officially feeling old. I just stare at the mirror and I'm like, oh, everything's starting to sag. I'm getting those lines.
Do you do that thing where you're like, I should stop smiling so much? Because I've had those conversations. My wife sometimes like, I'm noticing a wrinkle and I got to stop smiling so much. I'm like, don't fight the smile.
Or when I'm pissed and you get the frown lines in between the eyebrows, got to stop doing that.
Look at my head, sweetheart. That's what you have to look for.
No!
To.
You better get that cream and put it on your head quick.
Yeah. Oh, I better. And I look at my mom and I'm like, she's pretty, but she's pretty wrinkly and a little saggy.
Your
mom, I'm like, I don't want to be that. I don't want that to be my future.
It's inevitable. Great for her age, Sarah. I mean, for her light skin and her age, she looks amazing.
But what do you want to look like? One of those weird porcelain dolls with like all the Botox in your face?
Yes.
Or the Botox?
Yes.
That too?
The Botox. Sure, whatever.
Kids with that Botox and your goofballs?
Yeah, that's a cheaper version of it. It's a Safeway Select version.
The knockoff?
Yeah.
Are you thinking that time of the month where I need a little Botox to take care of things?
Okay. Hey, man, if it's going to work, it's going to work.
Yeah.
I like this texture. Says, the first time I looked at a young gal who was scantily clad and thought, who let her out of the house dressed like that? Also, just now typing scantily clad from Carrie in Seattle.
Yes, Carrie, that's true. Scantily clad, you definitely are in my demographic, or you're close to it. Scantily clad is the greatest way to say she got no clothes on. But that's like, you know, highfalutin old person talk.
Highfalutin is old person talk, too.
Yeah. Well, see that? There you go. Yeah. Well, except if I'm one of those, you know, hipsters where I'm doing the bee's knees thing.
Ah, the bee's knees and the cat's pajamas.
See, that's what I always will just default to. Oh, no, I'm a hipster. I'm not old.
Yeah, and a ton of people are texting this weekend. You guys made me feel old when you celebrated Linkin Park's Hybrid Theory, their debut record, 20-year anniversary.
Oh, that's what I talked about. Those 20-year anniversaries will have you look in the mirror going, what the? Yeah, 20th anniversary of anything is like a beating. All right, well, we have an, how about this? It's an 11-year-old, I think. It just walked 1,700 miles to get from England to Italy. Why did this 11-year-old do it? Well, you're going to hear from him at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.